at Surfaces 2011 at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas, and I'm in the Trends area, which is a new area that Hanley Wood has put together to show the visitors exactly what the new trends are. And this was put together by Scarlett, a company called Scarlett Opus, which is in the United Kingdom, and I'm here with two of their representatives, actually Victoria Redshaw, the managing director, and Shelley Pond, who is, what is your title?
Creative director.
Creative directors, and I appreciate you guys being with us. Why don't you tell me real quick what Scarlett Opus is?
Scarlett Opus is an international trend forecasting company. We work with manufacturers, retailers, interior designers, product designers, and the media, letting them know what's going to be in fashion for interior products about 2 years in advance, so they know what the colors, the shapes, the materials, the interior stylings are going to be well in advance, and they can plan towards that, they can design in advance, they can buy in advance. So it takes all the pressure away from them and all the guesswork away as well.
Well, I am truly amazed. And what? How big is your crystal ball? I mean, you know, how do you know?
You know, we get accused of being crystal ball gazers. I think there's this notion that maybe we get together and we decide what the trends are going to be and we try to push that through, or that maybe we're making this up in some way. But as Shelley will explain to you, this is a very scientific process. It's part art. There's an element of intuition and a designer's gut instinct in there. But mostly it's a social science. There's a huge amount of research that we do, and it's really logical equation. A plus B equals C, and it's very, very reliable. So Shelley will explain to you the process that we go through and what we research.
Okay, before we do that, these panels that we're looking at, now these are 2012. I mean, this is what you think this look, not in 2011, but 2012. And you're talking colors, textures, interior furnishings, the whole gambit, is that right?
Yeah, and it's not that we think, Kemp. This is that we know.
Oh, you know, okay. And you got your finger out as if you're sure. All right, Shelley, why don't you tell me about the process?
Basically, we start off, it's a five-stage process, so we start off with a huge amount of research, and we're looking at economic issues, social economic issues, political issues, all sorts of things happening in science, medicine, right across the board, art galleries, museums, and we collate all of that information together, look at what's happening over the next year or so. We look at important design concepts that high-end designers do and throw those into the mix as well. We obviously look to the past, although in real time that those things won't have actually happened yet, so we look at the trends that we forecast the season before. And then we pull all of that together in a big spreadsheet document and color categorize everything into new levels and see where the common connections are and where the trend is going to take us. The stories move in a much slower way than fashion, and we see them emerging and moving slowly in one direction until the market is saturated, and then they will shift and take a new direction.
With all this forecasting, you say you look at the political and the economic, but it sounds like you know, I mean, what's going to happen, you know, with the future in politics and the future with the economy. Let's talk about the economy for
a
minute.
Do you want to know your next president?
Yes.
Is
yeah.
That what it is?
Yeah. Now, but tell me, from an economic standpoint, because obviously that's going to have a bearing on what interior furnishings look like. Are you thinking that we're, in, you know, both globally and in this country, easing out of this recession, or how does that look?
Designers have a responsibility now, because we're coming through this recession period, this financial crisis. They have a really big opportunity and a big hand in being able to make the mood in society much more optimistic and energetic and positive moving forward. And that's what designers are doing. It's what filmmakers are doing. They're introducing more color in the world of design and interiors. They're making us feel much more uplifted and positive about things. And it's kind of self-fulfilling. It makes us feel more positive, and so we can move forward in that way. Certainly what we saw at the beginning of the recession through the middle period is that people wanted to be surrounded by colours that were familiar to them, that were stable during a time of instability, that were familiar to them during a time that was really unfamiliar and rocky. And so they wanted lots of naturals, and they wanted quieter colours, and colours that made them feel safe and cocooning and all of that. And now we're willing to move forward and be a little bit braver. We want to have products and styles around us that are more personalised and customised, that express our own personalities. We don't want a cookie cutter kind of magazine like for like looks. We want something that's really personal to us, and we're ready for something that's different finally. So yeah, I would certainly say that, you know, that there's a way to go coming out of the difficulties financially around the world, but we're on that road, and as designers and creatives we can have a hand in helping that attitude be much more positive.
Well, one of the things when I hear you say this, and you're talking about the global market, and you're talking about the interior look in the global market, you know, when I travel around, you know, I think that there's a little bit varying taste, if you will, in certain parts of the world. So, you know, as you roll this up, are you telling me there's not, or explain a little bit about that?
Broadly speaking, there's not. What we tend to see, and Shelley can speak very much about the Middle East, most certainly, you know, a very different culture, a very different climate than in the UK. But what we see is that the trends are very, very similar. We give our trend talks, and we have clients all around the world. And these are the same trends that we're talking to them about. We will adapt them slightly for color. And we will adapt them because of climate and culture. You know, there are things that we wouldn't be showing people in Dubai, and things that we wouldn't be showing Americans that we might show to our Indian customers or our Chinese, for example. But these are the trends for the autumn winter of 2012. These are four of them out of the seven that we have. And so when, no matter where you go in the world, it's the same global influences. It's the same economic influences, the same films that are being released, the same fashions that they're seeing, the big catwalk shows, what's happening in museum exhibitions or art galleries. All of those things are coming from the same world source. And so really these are the same trends from place to place. The flooring industry is a little bit different because what we see in furniture and lighting and upholstery fabrics from a fashion point of view is much more diverse than what we tend to see in the flooring market.
So as you looked around here, did anything catch your eye, or was it kind of boring when it comes to U.S. flooring?
We've seen some amazing things this morning. Amongst the sea of beige, there's some wonderful, wonderful product. We were on the Rodeo Collection Stark booth this morning, and there were some wonderful metallics and lusters and even rhinestones that were being used, absolutely tying in with this particular trend, Dreamscape Glamour. So we have seen some really beautiful woods as well this morning. The guys over at Tresco Exotic Wood Flooring, they've got some amazing product has real character, that is about personality, it's about customization, it's about the product story as well. These are woods that have got a really nice back history to them. So from a recycling and upcycling point of view, these are products that you can connect with emotionally because they're interesting. This is something that has been handcrafted and created with real care. So there's lots to see here at the show for sure.
If you could give some advice to the show as some things, ways they might improve, whether it be the show itself or whether it would be the individual booths that you go into, would you have some advice for them?
I would say that it would be good for exhibitors to recognize that all elements within an interior must have a relationship with each other, and I think that's something that the flooring industry as a whole should recognize. We were quite surprised to be here at the exhibition and not see one single room set, and of course flooring is a big element within any room set, whether it be commercial or residential, and it would just be good to give visitors to the show a better idea of the context of the flooring and how that works within interior environments. So that would be my biggest piece of advice.
Yeah, I think that it's important to communicate to the end consumer, but also within the industry, to see that there are connections between flooring and wallpaper or paint colours or furniture and lighting and the general styles that are in trend at the moment and how flooring plays an absolutely integral role in that. But let's physically see what those connections are and what the relationship is between the flooring and those other elements in the room, because it's how it all comes together. It's about the relationship, as Shelley says.
All right, so if somebody, now that we've gotten everybody excited and they want to know what the trends are for 2012 and they've seen this video, how can they find out more information about what your predictions are?
Well, we have a blog that's hugely popular around the world. We get about 250,000 hits every month on that. And they can come to that and they can see lots of categories for free. They will be able to see the colours that are coming over the next few seasons. They'll be able to see what the big trends are, what the influences are behind those trends, what the styles look like. We have monthly montages that show you how that all comes together as a look. Fascinating interviews with really important designers. So there's lots of free information on there. You can get the trendzine that we bring out every season as well. It's available in our shop online. You can check out our website, which has information about our company, our services, and all of the people within the company as well. And we write for all sorts of magazines, and we work with you, of course, and try to pass that information out. And as much as possible, we're trying to spread that love for free.
All right, so tell us the website's address.
So our website is scarletopus.com. And the blog, which I guess is probably the most important because, you know, it's all that wealth of free information, is www.trendsblog.co.uk.
Okay. Now, this tie you have on here, is that just for females, or is that something I need to be getting into?
No, you're going to be fine. I would say a knitted tie for next season, and you're going to be bang on the money.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Well, I've always said at Floor Focus that, you know, the flooring business is not really just a product business. It's a fashion business. And so you guys are nailing that and hitting that home. Again, thanks for being with us. So we've been talking to two representatives, Victoria Redshaw and Shelley Pond, and you've been watching FloorDaily.net.